This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Living Green. I'm your host, Meredith Medland, and today we're interviewing Tierra Del Forte of Del Forte Denim. You can learn more about Del Forte Denim at delforte.com. For those of you who are not familiar with Del Forte Denim, what you're going to learn today on the show is why Del Forte Denim was recently featured on the Tyra Banks Show, why Academy Award winner Helen Mirren is shaking her ass in Del Forte Denim, and what the new wave is in Vogue, Glamour, and Elle with their green sections, and what you may just see with Del Forte Denim.
Well, the Tyra Banks Show found us at an event we did for the Oscars that benefited Global Green, and her reporter who was on the scene there just fell in love with our jeans. She actually went into the restroom and tried a pair on. And I guess she went back and reported to Tyra that we've got to cover this concept of eco products and of, you know, it was the jeans that they kind of said, this is what's going to make the show. I found out that the jeans were the deciding point on whether or not to do the show on eco products, and specifically eco products that celebrities are buying and wearing and using right now.
What was that like, the moment that when you realized, here's the woman from the Tyra Banks Show, she's in the bathroom trying on the jeans, like, how did you know? Was she talking to you? What was it like?
Yeah, no, she was talking to me. She was great. She was really friendly, and it was a wonderful experience because seeing people put on something that you've made and get that happy and that excited about them, yeah, that's a big reward.
What was that experience like? I know you met her just for a bit.
Yeah, so that was also, she's lovely and very gracious and very English, and she picked one of our Eugenia styles, which is a dark slim leg jean with a rinse wash. That's our most eco-friendly wash we have. It doesn't use any chemicals harsher than laundry soap. And it was really nice that she picked my jeans out of all the choices she had, that she chose those to wear.
Tierra, welcome to our show. Thanks for joining us. We've got a great show for you today. We have three segments. In our first segment, we're going to talk to Tierra about starting this company. Why green? Why the challenges? Why organic cotton? In our second segment, we're going to get personal and learn what it means to Tierra to be living green. In our last segment, we'll get a sense of her looking forward, what she sees in the future, and what her opinion is about companies and why they need to be environmentally sustainable. So first, Tierra, let's start with a few questions about all this press and all these celebrities. Tell us what you're communicating to the celebrities about Del Forte Denim.
Well, what I'm trying to communicate is that you don't have to sacrifice fashion or style or fit in order to be green. So you can have the hottest new pair of jeans, look great in them, and know they were made from organic cotton, so you're being good to the environment.
All right, so I put on a pair of your jeans at the Eco Fashion Show in Hollywood, and they felt, I was really able to move in them. They had a little more movement than I was used to, and the fibers were really soft, and the color of the denim was really quite beautiful. Can you speak to us a little bit about the dyeing process?
Well, the dyeing process is pretty much the same as with conventional denim in that it's dyed with synthetic indigo. At this point, there is no natural indigo product that is any less environmentally harmful than the synthetic indigo that most people are using. But I think our denim is so beautiful because we do start with the most high quality fiber that you can get there. It's a long staple fiber, so it weaves up beautifully and, as you said, is extra, extra soft. And we take care during the finishing process to do a lot of hand work and, you know, wear it in a little bit before you even put them on.
Oh, yeah. Putting that love in there. All right, so let's start at the beginning. First, give us the distinction between just general jeans and your jeans and why your denim's so awesome. Let's start there. And then tell us a little bit about how your company got started.
Well, I think the most important reason our jeans are so awesome is because they look great, they make you feel great, and the fit is fantastic. But really what is differentiating us is that we're using all certified organic cotton to make our jeans, and that has a significant impact on the environment and on the people who work on the cotton farms.
And where are you getting the cotton from?
All our cotton is grown here in the U.S. California and Texas is where most of it's coming from.
So let's start with the process of getting this company together. What were you doing before Del Forte Denim?
Well, I've been a denim designer since I finished school in 1999. So I was living in New York and designing jeans for a mainstream company. It was junior denim, so it's very fast, cheap, and trendy. And you can get a really good picture of what the mainstream fashion industry is working for a company like that.
And so at what point did you make a decision to come to California?
Well, I actually grew up in California, so it was a decision to come home. And I decided that right before my 29th birthday, I would say. So that was a couple years ago. And I spent about a year planning and researching. And then a year later, I returned here and started Del Forte Denim.
Wow. So in that research and planning process, were you working a full-time job and then thinking about, okay, I know I want to create a company. Did you know you wanted to go with organic cotton?
I actually didn't at first. I knew I wanted to have my own company. And yes, I was working full-time and actually raising a daughter who at the time was 10. But it was when I started thinking about what my values were. And if I had my own company, I got to make the decisions about what kind of company it would be. So I really had to think about what was important to me. And in exploring that, I realized having an ethical company was the most important thing to me. And that really meant two things to me. One was using sustainable products as much as possible, using a sustainable fiber. And the second part of that was making sure that any labor I used was treated fairly and that I, you know, could feel comfortable with the working conditions of anyone in the production process.
Mm-hmm. And when you say an ethical company, were there belief or value changes that transitioned or transformed on your way from moving from New York to San Francisco?
I don't think my values changed at all. I think my actions did. And I think my actions are now much more in line with my values than they were before.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the research and planning process. Did you write a business plan or how detailed was this research and planning process? Was it like, hey, I got an idea and I'm going for it? Or did you really do the footwork?
No, I really did the footwork. I wrote a business plan and it's about 36 pages long. I don't think anyone besides me will ever get through it all. And it was a lot of research. When I first started looking for organic cotton denim, I couldn't find a single mill in the U.S. and the world that was doing organic cotton denim with stretch, which, you know, I've been in the industry long enough to know that having a little bit of spandex is really, really important to having a great fit. And that's what women care about. By the end of the process, I had found a wonderful mill who I'd actually worked with before that was bringing this kind of product into their mix.
So did you have environmentally conscious values prior to learning about organic cotton? I mean, is this eco part of your life and the new hip trendy thing that you're riding, or was that part of you?
Well, I had it in the sense of, you know, I've bought organic food for years, home and beauty products. I try to buy organic whenever possible. It was learning about cotton was a real eye opener for me, though, because I think if it's not something we put into our bodies, we don't think about the impact of what it is.
What is the impact?
Well, conventional cotton accounts for 2-3% of the crop grown in the world, but it accounts for nearly 25% of the pesticide use. So the amount of pesticides and chemical fertilizers that are used to grow conventional cotton is just off the charts. So not only is this destroying our environment and the land that this cotton is grown on, but it's also, workers are poisoned. Annually, I think the number is about 20,000 workers die every year from pesticide poisoning in cotton agriculture. And communities, entire communities are affected, their health and their ability to make money on their land. And that's here in the U.S. a little bit, but much more in developing countries.
So those are some pretty, I don't know, eye-opening, that caught my breath for you to say those things. But I still want to go back to when you made the choice to build the company. So was organic cotton like, oh, this is going to give me a niche in the market? was it that? And so you thought, oh, okay, I'm going to make a move toward organic cotton? Or what was fueling your decision to move toward organic?
Well, like I said, the first part was my values and deciding this is what would be the right thing for me to do and what would be in line with my values. And the second is I did see a vacancy in the market there, that there wasn't a pair of sexy, stylish jeans for women out there that was made with organic cotton. Mm-hmm. So even someone whose value said, I want to buy eco-friendly fashion, they didn't have that option open to them.
Yeah, that's been the biggest change in fashion is now we've got tons of hot stuff. We were talking to Rowan Gabrielle in our first Living Green interview about organic leather, and that was just on the front page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday. So there's lots of changes and hip new fashion. So what were some of the challenges once you came to San Francisco, to Oakland actually, and started your company? I mean, that's a big decision. You left a good gig and changed locations. You came home. Tell us about that.
Well, as with any small startup, I think the biggest challenge is always money, having enough in the bank to pay your bills. I definitely have been challenged to find enough organic cotton denim to fulfill my needs and other organic and sustainable products. You know, in our company, we use only, you know, recycled chlorine-free paper. All of our office supplies are eco-friendly wherever possible. And that also, you know, that's a challenge in that it costs more. We spend more money on a lot of those type of items. And then getting noticed as a small company by both the media and buyers, being in the same market as huge companies with huge marketing budgets, you know, just to be heard, you have to scream really, really loud.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has made you be noticed? What kind of screaming are you doing?
I think there's a few things. The environment was probably the hottest issue of 2006, so that's brought a lot of attention to all companies, I think, that are trying to be green right now. Women love our jeans. We've had an incredible word of mouth going on in the country. And I think, again, it's women stay loyal to jeans that make them look good. Mm-hmm. And we do that. And then we have a second reason to count on customers' loyalty. And that is they know that we're looking out for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a big difference. So you have had a lot of press. You've been, it's really quite amazing. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about the Tyra Banks show before we go to our next break. So tell me what happened and what that whole experience was like. I mean, you're a woman in her 30s wearing great jeans that you made, and now it's getting a lot of press. What's it like?
Right. Well, the Tyra Banks show found us at a event we did for the Oscars that benefited Global Green, and her reporter who was on the scene there just fell in love with our jeans. She actually went into the restroom and tried a pair on. And I guess she went back and reported to Tyra that we've got to cover this concept of eco products. And of it was the jeans that they kind of said, this is what's going to make the show. I found out that the jeans were the deciding point on whether or not to do the show on eco products, and specifically eco products that celebrities are buying and wearing and using right now.
What was that like, the moment that when you realized, here's the woman from the Tyra Banks show, she's in the bathroom trying on the jeans? Like, how did you know? Was she talking to you? What was it like?
Yeah, no, she was talking to me. She was great. She was really friendly, and it was a wonderful experience because seeing people put on something that you've made and get that happy and that excited about them, yeah, that's a big reward.
So she's in the bathroom and you're waiting. Oh my God, what was it like?
Well, I was trying to keep my cool. You know? There were a lot of people around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations. That's pretty exciting. Now, Helen Mirren's also wearing your jeans. What was that experience like? I know you met her just for a bit.
Yeah, so that was also, she's lovely and very gracious and very English, and she picked one of our Eugenia styles, which is a dark slim leg jean with a rinse wash. That's our most eco-friendly wash we have. Doesn't use any chemicals harsher than laundry soap. And it was really nice that she picked my jeans out of all the choices she had, that she chose those to wear.
And how did she find you?
She found us through the Global Green Oscar event as well.
Well, how exciting. I was just talking to her on the runway at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. Mm-hmm. right before the Academy Awards, and she is one sexy woman, I must say.
That she is, and I know she's gonna look great in the jeans.
That's right, even sexier. All right, well, after the break, we're gonna learn about what it's like to be living green in the personal life of Tierra. We're gonna learn a little bit about her 13-year-old daughter and what it's like at the Park Day School in Oakland that was just certified as a green school. So we're gonna hear a little bit about fashion trend setting for teenagers. And now we're going to take a break and take a listen to our sponsors. My name is Meredith Medlin. I'm your host of Living Green, and I'm with Tierra Del Forte of Del Forte Denim. We'll be back right after this.
Listen to Living Dialogues, thought leaders in transforming ourselves and our global community, with Duncan Campbell, visionary conversationalist, bringing you the best in new paradigm thinking on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back. My name is Meredith Medland, and I'm your host of Living Green. Today, we're in the middle of speaking with Tierra Del Forte of Del Forte Denim. You can find out more about Del Forte Denim at delforte.com. Before the break, we were talking about how fun it is to have Helen Mirren wearing your product and something that you've made. Now, Tierra, you've been in Nylon Magazine, Style Watch, which is part of People Magazine, and you just got recently interviewed by Vogue. What was that like?
To me, that was amazing because Vogue is the Bible of fashion, and the fact that they are interested in sustainable fashion right now means that the industry as a whole is recognizing how important this is and how much their customers want to see it.
What's the most important thing to you when you're in interviews? What are you thinking about? What do you want communicated?
Well, I just want people to really realize that fashion and being green are not opposed to each other. I think most of the people involved in eco-fashion right now really are coming from, you know, so much of it is coming from designers who are first and foremost amazing designers. And it just happens to be that they care about sustainability, which is why they've chosen to make their designs in sustainable fabrics and use sustainable products. But they're not sacrificing any style or beauty for it.
Mm-hmm. And how are the press people interacting with you at an ecological level? I mean, today I'm going to ask you about your values and what it means to be living green, but do you feel, are you getting scanned and kind of, are you under the microscope a little bit more now?
I haven't really felt like I'm under the microscope. I think for bigger companies like Walmart, who are now going into organics, they are much more under scrutiny because most people are wondering why they're doing this because it doesn't actually align with what we think of as Walmart. Whereas my company, it is very much, this is what we are. This is what we do. We use organic cotton. We use sustainable processes. So people kind of take that for granted when they're learning about my product. And I mean, the reaction across the board from press and consumers has been overwhelmingly positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely positive for me. I like the feel of organic cotton. So you have a 13-year-old daughter. Her name's Valentina, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Valentina. She goes to Park Day School in Oakland, which was recently certified green. And I wonder, when you and your daughter are spending time together, what are you doing where you're living green?
Well, I think we're doing what a lot of people are doing in living green, and that we, you know, we're eating organic food. We're spending time in the outdoors, which I think is incredibly important to remember, like, what we're trying to preserve here, you know, we live in the Bay Area. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. So I think it's important to stay in touch with our environment. And actually, just the other day, we just moved to a new apartment, and it's about maybe a 10 or 15 minute walk from her school. And I told her, you know, I'll still drive you to school in the morning because I know it's, you know, that's a bit of a walk. And she told me, she's like, you know, I think I'd rather walk every morning than not have a world to grow up in.
Whoa, wow. Wow, these children are definitely tapped in.
She is, and that surprised me because she hasn't seemed like she cared so much about what I was doing and about, you know, I didn't realize the message had really gotten through to her that mm-hmm. cars are, you know, they are destroying our environment, but I guess she knows.
And it certainly sounds like it did. Now, we were talking about Helen Mirren, and she's this wonderful, attractive, sexy woman who's definitely she holds sexiness for women. What's it like being a denim, I guess, manufacturer, you would say? And there, denim has this sexy, you know, shaking your ass. There's definitely this fashion, yum-yum sense of jeans. And you have a 13-year-old daughter who's just blossoming into her sensuality. How do the two play a role?
Well, I think my daughter happens to be, she's really independent and has a great sense of style. And while she does wear, you know, she wears my jeans, and they are, for the most part, pretty tight and pretty sexy, but she wears them with big oversized band shirts and Converse and studded belts. So she adds her own style, which is very, you know, it's kind of rock and roll, and it's kind of tough, and it's not at all about being a sex pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the things that you do together? Where do you go when you're in nature together?
Well, we go around to the parks around here. You know, Tilden Park is right here. We just went up to Tahoe, which the drive is beautiful. You're surrounded by beauty. You can do all this wonderful outdoor stuff. We go to the lakes. We go to the beach. There's just so much around here to enjoy.
So those are Living Green. In the second podcast of Living Green, they're all laid out by episode. We interviewed Richard Louv, who wrote No Child Left Alone. He's responsible for coining nature deficit disorder and just feels that one of the ways that we solve childhood obesity and reduce the amount of medication is just get the kids out in the environment so they understand the importance of organic cotton and sustainability.
Yeah, I think that's great, and I think it's really important not only for kids but for adults. I mean, I know I feel 1,000 times better when I've spent the day outside.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now, we talked earlier before our interview about the Sustainable Cotton Project, and I'd like you to share with us a little bit more about that.
The Sustainable Cotton Project is part of an organization here in California, and they are promoting the use of organic and sustainable cotton here in California. So what they're doing a few important things. One is helping farmers transition from conventional cotton to organic and or sustainable cotton. And sustainable cotton is cotton that's grown with drastically reduced chemical input. So they reduce the chemical inputs by about 75% to 85%, although it's still not certified organic. And the second thing they do is actually connect these farmers that are growing sustainable and organic cotton with manufacturers so that, you know, once these people put all the effort and time into growing their product, they have someone to buy it.
Mm-hmm. So why is this important to you when you really drive down to the core reason?
Well, I think the core reason is because, you know, when you look at the production chain in fashion, the first step there is the production of fiber. And I think that's really where you have to start being sustainable. And if it's too hard or too expensive for farmers to grow organic cotton, they're just not going to be able to do it. But if you have an organization like the Sustainable Cotton Project that comes in and helps, you know, show them how and provides the on-site support for them, then it's going to become a possibility. Whereas without someone like the Sustainable Cotton Project, maybe for a lot of these farmers, it wouldn't be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk price points. Give us a little bit of a description. I know there's several different lines of jeans that you're carrying and where they fit and how that compares to other jeans in the market.
Well, our jeans are definitely in the premium luxury market, which puts them, most of our long pants retail in the 180 to 190 range, which is very comparable to other premium labels. And, you know, we definitely have a very niche market, and I don't expect that everyone's going to run out and buy a pair of jeans, but I think people in the premium market understand the value of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, if you understand the value, which I hope you definitely do, you can go to delforte.com and check out the jeans there. Tira, I'd love to know what's going on for you in the next 3 months. So if you flash forward ahead, and if I had you on my show again, and you'd created 3 specific outcomes, so not pie in the sky, but actually 3 things that you actually did, both in your professional life and in your personal life. Would you share 3 of them with us, just so we can get to know you a little bit better?
Sure. So I would say the first one would be be to make sure that we reach our sales goals for the next quarter. No, I've got a very specific number written down, and I'd like to see us hit that or surpass it.
What's the number?
I can't tell you.
I gotta ask.
And for me, the second goal is we have recently started working with Barney's, which is one of the more influential department stores in the U.S. and in the world. And I would love to see our products be, you know, I'd love to see an order from them sometime in the next 3 months.
Yeah.
And the third goal, I think, would be personal for myself to maybe have a little more balance in my life. Make sure I'm getting 3 meals a day. Make sure I'm getting to yoga at least twice a week. I'm going to make sure that I'm, you know, out of doors every day.
Every day.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with us.
We're going to take a break now to thank our sponsors. And right after this, we will talk to Tiara about leaving a legacy and what her message and mission is for the future. We'll also learn more about her future plans. My name is Meredith Medland. I'm your host of Living Green. And you can learn more about Tiara Del Forte at delforte.com. We'll be back right after this.
Listen to Coaching the Life Coach, Business and Marketing Strategies for Growth of Transformational Practices with Jason McLean, your guide in the 21st Century Marketplace on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back. My name is Meredith Medland. I'm your host of Living Green, and we're right at the end of a fantastic conversation with Tiara Del Forte. Tiara, you're looking great in your jeans. You wear jeans now all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, you must. Would you be willing to stand up so I can describe what the pockets look like? I want our listeners to know. So, all right. So there's this beautiful... Actually, I'm going to let you describe them because you know how to sell your product.
Sure. So I would say we've got a couple of key things that go across all our styles that people started to recognize us by. One is the embroidered patch on the back, which is actually a Art Nouveau image that to me is very reminiscent of a cotton plant. Our back pocket is a seam. It's got a curved seam with tricolor stitching. So it's very simple, but super flattering. And there's also a custom made rivet on the front that is very intricate. And most people recognize it immediately when they see it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So we've been talking about ecology, this is Living Green, the whole thing. Where are areas in your life where you're not living green?
I would say that is my car. I have a 1976 Mercedes, so in some ways, you know, I'm getting a lot of use out of this car, but it's pretty bad on gas, which is, you know, as we all know, is a really bad environmental criminal, I'd say. And it's expensive, so I would like to bike as much as is realistic.
Mm-hmm. And is a new car maybe in your future?
A new car is definitely in the future, and it will definitely be much better on gas.
When you think about the way you treat the environment and the actions that you take, what are some of your thought processes?
Well, my thoughts, and it's pretty simple, is basically with most everything you buy or you use, you have many, many options. That's one of the great, you know, things about living in America is we have choices for everything. And for most products, I'm finding that there is a green option out there. And often it'll be a little more expensive. Sometimes it'll be a lot more expensive. But I think it's really important to use those options when they are available.
Mm-hmm. And when you flash forward in, let's say, 25 years from now, Valentino will be about 38 years old. Oh, dear, my goodness, says Mom. So she'll be 38. And if she looks at your life and said, what did you create and what is your legacy? What do you think she'd say?
Well, I certainly hope she says that we were a leader in the eco-fashion movement. I hope she's able to say that I created something lasting, that Del Forte Denim will still be around. I hope I'm not working there every day still. And I think she'll say that Del Forte Denim showed people that it really is possible to have a brand that is both super fashionable and environmentally friendly.
So let's take a little transition before we wrap up the show. Inconvenient truth, global warming, environmental sustainability, you know, the hot buzzwords. What do you think is possible if our listeners take action today, just today, in simple ways to assist in the beautification of the planet?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think it's not even assisting in the beautification of the planet. I think it's assisting in the survival of the planet. And what I think is going to happen is, I think, once you start going down the path of being greener, you'll find it's pretty easy, it's pretty enjoyable, and the people in your life become interested in what you're doing. So, you know, one person starts buying organic food, you know, their friends come over, realize, oh my God, this apple tastes better than an apple, you know, any apple I've had in the last year. They start buying organic food. So, you know, I think it's not about making people feel guilty about what they're doing, but showing them how great the options out there are that are also good for the environment.
Mm-hmm. And if you were sitting in front of someone, let's say age 25, who had a household income, maybe living with a boyfriend or something, household income of, let's say, $65,000, and was interested in looking sexy and could definitely invest in jeans because jeans are one of those kind of products. What would you share with them that would make a difference for their whole lifetime in the way they thought about ecology?
Well, first I'd have them try them on. And then once they were in the jeans and realized how fantastic they looked, to me the most compelling thing is really the human cost, sort of in terms of doing things in the conventional way. And for me, just knowing that, you know, if you're buying jeans made from conventional cotton, there's a possibility somebody died in that process. Whereas, you know, organic farming, you take away that danger. And to me, that's what I found the most compelling. And I would think a lot of people will too.
Thank you. That's a bit of a ooh, but also a pleasurable experience to think about the benefits of buying organic cotton and eco-fashionable clothing. Are you showing at any places coming up here in the future or any shows coming up?
Well, we're the Catwalk on the Wild Side here in San Francisco is coming up in a couple months.
What Tira is saying in secret here is that when you have interviews and things, you got to be careful about what you're mentioning because you never know when the press is going to print. But we can share that you had a fantastic interview with Vogue, and we talked a little bit about that earlier. So I just want to wish the best of luck to you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to educate us and let us learn from you. And I do have to say that eco-fashion is on its way, so get out there, support these products. You can find out more at delforte.com, and if you look on the episode page of Living Green, you'll find out more about Tiara and how to get in contact with her. Listeners, you can contact me at meredith@personallifemedia.com. That's meredith@personallifemedia.com. And I'm more than happy to answer your questions or take your requests for guests. And again, we're coming to the end of the show. So last opportunity, Tiara, this is it. You get to end the show.
Well, thank you, Meredith, so much for having me here. You asked some really interesting questions that I have not had asked of me before. So this was quite a learning experience for me, and I always hope I was able to share something with you.
All right. We're getting ready to wrap up our show. And one of the things that I've learned about the guests that I've interviewed here on Living Green is they have lots of secrets because all of my guests are illuminaries. So, Tiara, if you just dig into your heart and think about the thing that needs to wrap up our show. Illuminate the psychology of ecology for us here on Living Green.
Well, I think for me, the most important thing that I hope someone takes away from this is just the importance of all companies becoming sustainable. It's not going to be a question of choosing between a green company or a not green company in the future, because all companies are going to have to go that way for them to survive financially and for us to survive as a planet.
All right. That sounds like a great opportunity to live into. My name is Meredith Medland. I'm your host of Living Green. And thank you again to Tiara Del Forte of Del Forte Denim. We'll be back next week talking to more exciting guests. We'll be talking to Alex Steffen of World Changing. For text and transcripts of this show or other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, you can visit www.personallifemedia.com. This is your host, Meredith Medlin, illuminating the psychology of ecology for you right here on Living Green.
Find more great shows like this on PersonalLifeMedia.com.